Good morning. 10:14 a.m. on a Sunday morning. September the 7th, 2014. It's quite a lovely morning. It's a little bit warm in the sun, a little bit cool in the shade. I'm a little bit later than I'd like to be. 17:48 on the first half. Close enough. So I don't have anything really stupendous to talk about today. The situation here is still largely unchanged. I'm gonna have to do. I have to get caught up on a bunch of housework today. I've sort of let things drift for the last week or so. That was a week ago today. We took my wife to the ER, and she's still in the hospital. I visited her last night. She seems to be in pretty good spirits. They're trying to get her medication squared away. Every time they make an adjustment, they have to keep her for at least another day. And the last adjustment was on, that I know of, was on Friday. So, we'll see. Maybe she'll be out tomorrow. So, let's see what else. I don't know. It was a bad taxi yesterday. I spent most of the day driving. Well, probably not literally, but good morning. But it felt like I spent most of the day driving. And the younger daughter participating in the Guinness Book of World Records attempt at the world's largest chalk drawing. And I had to drop off a bunch of stuff for the elder daughter at campus. And then 5 hours down and back to visit the hospital. But it sure seems like it took up an awful lot of the day. One thing I did try yesterday was trying to get one of the recording tools to actually recognize Bluetooth. And even the one that says it should, even the one that says record through existing Bluetooth device, doesn't record. And I've been through, I don't know, 12, 14 of them. So, yeah, I think one of the problems is that I've got an older Bluetooth device. It's a Jabra Extreme. And apparently the current device is Extreme 2. So I don't know. So trade the phone or get a different Bluetooth or I'm actually walking along holding the jack in the device at the moment in order to make sure that it keeps connection, or I hope it's keeping connection because there's no audio monitor. I can't tell if I'm actually being recorded or not. But yeah, that was disappointing. But rolled a bunch of stuff out. I'm feeling sort of demoralized at the moment. I'm not exactly sure why, other than one more trip with somebody in the hospital. I just got done reading a book. Big surprise. I'm not going to mention the author or the title because the book itself was interesting. I don't think I mentioned it the other day. I might have talked about it. The book itself was, it was one of those books where you can read and learn about a lot about craft, because the craft in this book was all there. It just wasn't executed very well. It was a book filled with was. This was that. This other thing was something else. The thing behind it was another. And so everything was thus. Everything was. Everything was reflexive. Almost all of it. It was ridiculous, the amount of reflexive abuse there was. And it got worse because almost everything was a simile. Something was like something else. Something was like, the sky was like a gray coil. Skin was like alabaster. Really? Everything was like something. Everything. Wasn't a page with at least one simile on it. Wasn't a page without at least one simile on it. There's almost no metaphor. There's no actual use of metaphor that I could explicitly. There might have been some implicit ones that I didn't pick up, but it got to be kind of comical after a while. And then I started noticing smells. Tastes once in a while, but smells were everywhere. And the thing was that none of the smells were actually all that much linked to the story. Guy walked by a candy store and he smelled the peppermint, but he went to the beach and he didn't smell the salt, he didn't smell the tang, he didn't smell the iodine. And this is Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast has a very specific iodine kind of smell to it. That's I've sniffed oceans all around. East Coast and West Coast anyway, I haven't gone all around the world, but the Atlantic Ocean smells different from Pacific. Pacific Coast of Oregon smells different than the Pacific Coast of Kodiak. The ocean in San Francisco Harbor smells different than both of them. And yet, he never smelled the ocean. He walked on the sand, he had walked here and there and stood on bluffs and stood on beaches and thought his thoughts and never smelled the ocean. But he walked past a candy store and smelled the peppermint. So it was a bit pasted on. It felt like, good morning. It felt like he was, he'd gone through, he'd written the story, and he said, I gotta go through and put in some sensory clues to help flesh out the setting. And that's what it felt like. It felt like he went through and pasted in sensory clues for the sole purpose of filling out the setting without actually having those sensory clues relate to the story, but only to the setting. He goes into a small town newspaper office, and as he's climbing the stairs, he doesn't smell ink, he doesn't smell burnt coffee, he doesn't smell old newsprint. Monk Post. He smells the mint from the candy store next door. And he smells moldy carpet. Okay. So yeah, this is a good book to read to pick up crafts. There's lots of craft in the book, and because it's not very well executed, it has seams that you can pry up and say, oh, he's rounding out the setting. He's giving me clues about where this action is taking place. He wandered through a wet forest and he didn't smell pine. That was or spruce. It was a spruce forest. I didn't smell it. He did smell wet pine needles. Okay, I'll give him that much. But it was one of those books that was like, it was just good enough to keep me reading, and just bad enough for me to go, oh, I can't believe I'm still reading this book. And yet the characters were fairly well fleshed out. I found that I liked the main character, although I think I did mention this the other day. He's in the early part of the book, he's portrayed as an old guy, a geezer, a curmudgeon, a withdrawn from the world in his bitterness, old man. And later on, it's revealed he's 40 years old. Now, suppose if you're 25 years old, like the author was, that 40 seems really old, and that would be the years when, you know, 40, yeah, over the hill, nothing ahead but 50, and then 60, and then 70, and then 80, and then the box. So yeah, I can see where you would think that 40 years old might be old, but Jesus. And it's not even the guy's outlook. If the guy thought he was old and other people treated him as if he wasn't, that would be one thing. But they didn't. They treated him like he was 60 years old. They treated him like he was 70 years old. Yeah, you old geezer. And these are people who were in their 50s. Or at least 40s. This is not how it works. It's an interesting early book from a young author, but no. That was crazy. But I still read it, and I still thought, well, gee, I wonder if I should get the next one. It's not in my genre, it's a mystery, it's maybe a thriller, I don't know. But it's very... Oh, and as I'm walking along, I'm thinking, you know, this sounds awful familiar. Did I say this yesterday? It would be entirely possible in keeping with my current mindset, because I don't really remember. So I'm looking for new books. I've downloaded a bunch of likely-looking indies. We'll see how it goes. I've resurrected my MP3 player, because the MP3 player will plug into the car stereo quite nicely. And so yesterday on my ride, I listened to old Oingo Boingo and Havana Cafe and Louisiana Hot Sauce and... What's the other one? Cleopatra something. I listened to Delalia by Chip Mamie. It's cool. It's good. Interesting to hear the old tunes. I already do podcasts on it, so I gotta figure out how to connect it to the Podcatcher and reload podcast, because I feel out of touch. I feel disconnected. And in a lot of ways, feeling disconnected is actually feels pretty good. But it's disconnected in the wrong ways. I need to be connected a little bit. I heard through the grapevine that Authors United is going to come out with an unpleasant surprise for Amazon sometime this week, because they continue to strong arm Hachette. Every time I hear somebody say Hachette, I want to say Kazanite. So, yeah, it's like, really? Is this how this is going to work? I'm trying to think of what unpleasant surprise might be. I'm thinking, what could they do that would be unpleasant for Amazon? Somebody suggested a large billboard on Fifth Avenue in New York City, because that's ground zero of big publishing. It'll have the most effect on readers worldwide. I thought perhaps they might do something like order groceries from Amazon Local, and then when it was delivered, refuse the delivery. Or perhaps a flaming bag of dog poop on Bezos' front stoop at 3 a.m. I don't know. It's hard to conceive of something that Authors United might do that Amazon would find to be an unpleasant surprise. To begin with, Authors United can't do anything meaningful, like tell Amazon to take a hike, and pulling all their books from Amazon's catalog, because that's something Hachette has to do. And if Hachette was serious, that's what they would do. But they're not, because they're getting all this free publicity. Amazon is getting all this free publicity, so neither one of them has any real incentive to call this off anytime soon. I'd be interested to see if Authors United still claims that they own those books, that Amazon is hurting them because of they're blocking their books. They may have their name on the cover, but they're not their books. That's really the bottom line. It's amazing how many authors even don't understand. Because I keep hearing people, I'm hearing authors say, well, Hachette is, Amazon is blocking these authors' books. And it's like, well, I know. If these authors would write another book and publish it under their own name without Hachette being in the middle of it, then I'm sure Amazon would be happy, even delighted, to publish it, carry it, and let them pre-order it, and everything else. These are Hachette books. At least until the rights revert, they're Hachette's books. They're not Preston's or Patterson's or King's books. They're Hachette's books. My lawn is soaked, but needs to be mowed. Front yard's pretty atrocious. The backyard is almost knee deep. I don't know how I'm going to mow it. Whoa, 19:37 on the back half. I'm just barely dragging my butt here this morning. In part because it's hot, I want some more food, I need some more coffee, I'm thirsty. I'm discouraged, demoralized. It's Sunday. Oh, yeah. Anyway, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.